Aris Global imports and distributes wine, olive oil, other fine foods and goods from Greece and now from Italy, is owned in part by a good friend of the program, Gus Fimple, and he is joining the program here this morning because, Gus, you've got some big news. It looks like you've hooked La Crosse up with another, I don't know if it's considered a sister city or if it's just a friendly city in the making of a sister city, but you're getting Italy and La Crosse hooked up, man. Welcome to the program once again. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you, Dave?
Well, if I was doing any better, they'd call me illegal, but, you know, it is what it is. I can only do so good, Gus. This is big news. I caught your press release just the other day, and I figured we might not want to waste any time. We've got to get into the details of how it is you brought La Crosse to Italy. I know we've got friends in Ireland and, you know, we've talked about these other things at fest times around town, but how did we get involved with Italy here?
Well, it's actually a pretty cool story. As we started doing more and more business internationally, the Trade Commission kind of take notice and start inviting you to stuff. So they have the big, it's called the Cibus Festival or Cibus Exhibition in Parma, Italy. Cibus is just a little Latin word for food. So it's a big food expo from all the producers in the country of Italy. They saw what we're doing. I think they recognize that La Crosse is kind of at a really cool crossroads between several major metropolitan areas within the Midwest. And it gives us a really good opportunity to kind of, get a good foothold here in the Midwest. You know, servicing areas like Minneapolis, St. Paul, Milwaukee, and Chicago even. So I think that's how we got their attention, and we're just going to go over there. And we were invited as an official delegation of United States importers and distributors.
Wow.
To go over, represent, we're really, really excited about it.
Well, this has really come a long way fast, Gus, because when Aris Global Imports was just starting, you were looking forward to having some local folks distribute your olive oils and other sundries, and you've had great success with that. I know that the Woodman's in the area, a couple of festival foods, a great Harvest Bread Company have all been carrying your olive oil, which on a complete side note, I need to pick up more from the great Harvest Bread Company because I just ran out two nights ago. But this started off as a very small business. You and your partner, Anthony, are also veterans. And now this thing has sort of exploded. Of course, going over to Italy will do that. But you and I were just discussing during a shadow government meeting of the Bizarro World, Dave Carney World, last Thursday at the recovery room, that you've now picked up a new chain, 41-plus stores. I mean, tell me about that.
Well, we're still, hammering out the final details, but we did finally get approval for it's a chain called Vinny's Beverage over in Illinois. They're kind of a big player in alcohol distribution in Illinois. So that's really kind of helping us expand. We're really excited about that as well. They're carrying all of our Greek wine. We've added a bunch of products too. We have, gin from Singapore. We got a bunch of Italian wines now. Just go right out of my head, all the stuff we have. It's getting a little overwhelming, all the stuff we carry. We are actually carrying some domestic stuff as well. So by going over here to Italy, I'm leaving Sunday, we're hoping to add quite a bit more, not only wine and olive oil, but lots of different gourmet food products as well.
Well, the olive oil that I was talking about is something that I've even posted on my Instagram feed. If you're just joining now, this is Gus Fimple, good friend of mine, the owner of Aris Global Imports, who has now been invited as an official United States food and beverage distribution delegation to go to Italy and take part in the first in-person exhibition to reopen in Italy since COVID-19. Gus, the Lotsimus olive oil is something that my wife and I, and my son to a lesser degree, doesn't use it, he just gets to eat it all, have become huge fans of. But you did mention the Greek wine. Now, that's one of the first things that you brought out, if not the first thing that you brought out. With respect to just the wine and the olive oil, because I want to make sure I don't miss any of the local friends of ours that are carrying this, where could we go and pick this up off of store shelves, wine or olive oil?
Right now, the wine is being carried at Woodman's and Festival Foods locally. We don't have any smaller locations downtown just now, but we're hoping to change that soon. And then, of course, Woodman's just opened up quite a few more locations to us statewide. And then, you know, like we mentioned earlier, you know, it's going into the Binney's here shortly over in Illinois. So I don't know if you have any online podcast listeners over there, but
I'm sure
that's going to be the stuff.
I'm sure we do, Gus.
The oil.
Yeah.
The oil. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm sure we do, Gus. This is a big deal. This show is really a big deal. So I'm sure we've got Illinois listeners online right now.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, man. The oil, you know, our website, being carried on the Sabadash app. It's being carried over, like you mentioned, at Great Harvest Bread and locally over at Unwind in Onalaska.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, that's a great little place. Pretty soon, we're actually working on a larger distribution deal with that, but I don't want to, you know, count my chickens yet.
Yeah, that's always one of those things. You don't want to count your chickens before they hatch, but the real important question, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Because if people weren't counting their chickens before they hatched, how do they know what they were counting?
That's a good question. I don't know, but I'll be sure to ask at this big food expo in Italy. Maybe they know.
Yeah, maybe they know. I love this. Gus Fimple joining the program. Gus, did you have to brush up on any Italian? How you going over there? Do you have a Google Translator? I mean, what's that all like?
I have all of that. I actually have been working on my Italian. It's real similar to, or based the same as Spanish.
Yes.
So I'm pretty good at recognizing words. It's a really different, you know, kind of wrapping your head around some of the weird pronunciation of like soft G's and things like that is getting a little difficult, but working on it. Why not?
Well, good. It seems like you've got your work cut out for you. Not too much longer in which to get this all figured out. You're going to be leaving soon, but we're just so excited here in La Crosse to have a delegation of our folks going over to Italy to represent us. We know that you're going to do a great job. Again, RS Global Imports just continues to grow and grow, and we're so proud of you, man. This is really exciting stuff. So if you could, say hi to your friend, Anthony. I know that you'll be seeing him over in Italy. I've never met him, but I'm sure he's an awesome dude, and I can't wait for the time in which we do. But from all of us here at Midwest Family, and I know that you're going to spend some time on one of our other stations later this week, congratulations, man. This is really, really good stuff.
I appreciate it, Dave. I'm really excited. And you got any requests? You want me to bring you back some Parmigiano Reggiano or some prosciutto or something like that?
You know what? I would say Spanish boots of Spanish leather because I'm a Bob Dylan fan. If you're going to sail away all across the sea and you're asking me if you can bring back one thing, no, I think you're going to be fine. Come back with some good wine, some good olive oil, and that'll be good enough for me. Like I mentioned, I've got to make a run to Great Harvest Bread Company this morning and pick up some of that Lotsimus oil, because when I ran out of it the other night, the stank eye that I got was something to behold. Listen, vegetables needed to be grilled on the grill. It had to be used. There was no way around it. It just had to be used. Sorry.
You don't want to use a lesser oil when you do that.
Not so really.
I understand.
No, not really. If you're going to grill the fine veggies that are picked fresh from the garden, you want to use the finest olive oil. And for me and my money, that's Lotsimus. So, Gus, congratulations. Thanks for joining the program today. Really appreciate your time. And safe travels, man. Be well. Come back in one piece.
You bet, Dave. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Gustav Fimple, Gus Fimple, RS Global Imports. Again, great friend of the program. And really exciting news for us here in La Crosse that we have got somebody who is a globally recognized distributor being invited over to actually take part in the first in-person event in Italy as far as a food and beverage consortium is concerned. It's really good stuff. All right, Mike Clements back with us here, a Green Bay Packer training camp update. I'll come back with a little sneak preview for this afternoon's Rockies Daily Play sports betting column. Guys and gals, John Denton, our sports betting insider, is going to be joining the show at 8:15, and we are both geeked about college football coming back this Saturday. There are five, count them, five college football games this Saturday. We're going to begin to peek into those and see if we find any early value. I'm Dave Carney. This is the WKTY Morning Show, and you're listening to 96.7 FM, 580 AM. Hang tight, back in just a few.